Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
You're walking along the street or you're at a party.
All right. Once again, it's time for another edition of Danny O'Day's Louisville Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe, and I am so graced to have with me today George Parker Jr., who is the director of the Louisville Film Society. How are you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Danny.
Well, this is a very special time to have you since we just had the awards, Academy Awards last week, was it?
It was.
And you all had a special event, I believe, at your brand new location.
We did. We had a heck of a party. It was our first annual Louisville Film Society Oscar party. And, you know, we had a little bit of weather that night, if you don't recall.
Right.
It was the big ice storm and snow. But we still had about 90 people that came out. And so we feel pretty good about that, you know, particular kind of fundraiser and program moving forward. If we can get 90 people out on a icy night, then we have a pretty good chance of getting more people out in coming years.
Now you have all been around almost 8 years now.
We're celebrating our 7th year this year, and you know, we started from our humble beginnings where we would move around to different locations screening films. Our first screening was at the Knock Bar.
I was there.
That was a great night. And
exactly what did you show that night? I've forgotten.
I believe it was a collection of what we called strange films, and it was various 16mm prints that one of our co-founders, Ryan Daly, had put together. And it was kind of the early days of Knock Bar when they had just reopened, and we had put up a large screen on the outside of their, you know, back then it was grass,
now right?
It's
I remember.
Gravel, and,
right?
And we had an incredible turnout. That was that was just kind of a great way to kick it off, and we had a great sponsor of BBC, who's been there with us throughout this whole thing, and that kind of got us jump started.
Who came up with the idea for the Louisville Film Society?
It was co-founded by myself, Tracy Haichu, and Ryan Daly, and we were somewhat matched together, and we all wanted to see kind of the cinematic arts have an organization that really could celebrate it and provide access to other, you know, various types of films that don't typically make it into our mainstream theaters here. And to also create more of a kind of a community around film. And so the three of us got together in 2007 and we started it, and kind of the rest is history. Now Ryan and Tracy have both moved on as of last year. And I returned from being on sabbatical, and been reworking it some, but you know, it was you know, I can't tell you how amazing it was to work with them, and you know, they did some incredible work over the years, and really left us in a good place.
What is your background in film?
Well, I'm a producer and director. My wife and I both, we do a number of documentaries and other types of media. And, you know, I've always been just someone who loves film, you know, ever since I was a little kid. And I've lived in some great cities where we had great film societies like San Francisco and Austin before moving back to Louisville. And was somewhat surprised that we didn't have something here. And I know that we used to. But I really felt like, you know, if I was going to live in a city like this, like Louisville, you know, I had an opportunity and obligation to create the things that maybe don't exist here that I would like to see. And so over the years, we've put a lot of time and energy into creating the Film Society. And I think for those who have patroned it and who've been members and who've come to our screenings over the years, and a lot of our partners, we've partnered with over 50 organizations over the last 7 years. It's really added quite a bit. And I think for local filmmakers who are in the industry, which we're really doing a big focus on right now of helping kind of cultivate that industry here in Louisville and in Kentucky, you know, we'd like to see more jobs. We'd like to create more opportunities for them. And hopefully we'll be that kind of resource for them moving forward.
I guess you know Archie Borders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had an incredible premiere at the Kentucky Theater, Kentucky Center at the Baumhard, which was sold out back a few weeks ago for Please to Meet Me. Mm-hmm. And then I was actually at the screening in Lexington. It was the last screening at the Kentucky Theater before they did the close down for renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And that had another great crowd. And what a great film they put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in that last one they did back in the paper cuts.
Cut.
Yeah, I did a little bit in there. And
we screened Paper Cuts on 16 millimeter at 21C.
Hmm.
And I think the first year that we started.
Mm-hmm.
And down in one of the galleries.
Right.
That was great.
Right. So the new direction that you're part of the Portland Renaissance, I guess.
You know, we tried to do a theater. We didn't try. We actually did do a theater in Nulu called Dreamland
mm-hmm.
Film Center. And when I took back over last year, you know, the space just wasn't quite right for what, you know, we were hoping to do. We were really limited on the size of the venue. And there was quite a bit of work that needed to be done to fix up the space, which would have required a lot of capital. And so in looking at Dreamland and looking at, you know, what our role as a nonprofit in this community, what our role for if we're going to try to make some kind of a capital investment for a new theater or film center, where would we have the biggest impact? And I really kind of looked around the city, and one of the pieces of the Portland Investment Initiative that was done by U of L and members in the Portland community, point number nine was that they lacked any kind of movie theater. There are no movie theaters west of 9th Street. We felt, well, as a nonprofit, as an organization that's, you know, can make a difference in what we do, why not find a property in the Portland neighborhood? And we found a great property in 1536 Lytle. And it's the new property is going to be have four movie theaters in there that will actually double as education, professional development space during the mornings and afternoons, mm-hmm. and then be a kind of a full service theater mm-hmm. inside with gourmet concessions and beer, wine, alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited because it's, you know, it's an incredible neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great that people can walk down to the space or ride their bikes or jump on a TARC. We have a TARC line that's right off of where we are,
mm-hmm.
or drive down. And I think anyone that lives in kind of the west end of Louisville, whether it's in Portland or Shawnee or Parklands, or
mm-hmm.
we feel it's going to be one of the nicest theaters in Louisville. It's a different experience because they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of the theaters designed out, or there's two that's actually only has 23 seats in them, but they're all fully reclining seats.
Mm.
And it's going to be a unique way of seeing a film.
Mm.
You know, every movie theater now is really kind of competing against
right.
the living room. You know, it's
right,
TVs that, have gotten so,
yeah, right.
so nice right. and access. So,
right.
you know, creating and kind of curating an experience for people.
But you can't have the communal experience in your living room as you can have with in a theater with a bunch, you know.
That's absolutely correct.
Right.
And the ability to, you know, not only, you know, we're going to focus on first run independent films, documentaries, international films, and then really focus on blockbusters that feature Kentuckians or were made by Kentuckians. Which is quite a few of the blockbusters.
Right. I think I read Jennifer Lawrence helped you out a bit or something.
She did. She's been great. We've had we first met Jennifer back when we premiered Winter's Bone at our Flyover Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We did a big event there. We did a fundraiser for Bellwood, which is now Youspiritus. And then she also did a youth kind of media, a youth kind of acting class along with William Mapother, who's one of our board members,
mm-hmm.
which I still have parents today whose kids went through that. still talk about, because a few months after that, she was on the red carpet and she was nominated for an Oscar. But yeah, she lent us her Oscar for the night, and we had our own red carpet. And I don't know if you've ever been in one of Magnolia photo booths, but they set it up where everyone that came down the red carpet could get their picture taken with the Oscar. And, and for those that showed up, they, you know, not only did they go by once, but they came back multiple times to pose with it. And, you know, a lot of people have seen it on TV, and it was a great way for people to see one up front and center. And
she actually lent her
actual Oscar.
Really?
Yeah. It was great. It was really generous of her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's got an amazing foundation here that's run out of the community foundation. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the Jennifer Lawrence Foundation. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple events here recently when I think both the latest American Hustle came out, and they did a fundraiser, I think, at Baxter. Yeah, it was the Baxter Theaters.
Mm-hmm. So I heard a rumor that they were closing or going to tear down Village 8 theaters. Have you heard that?
I have not heard that.
Yeah, somebody said that, and you know, that was pretty important for the community there, as far as seeing, you know.
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it, so I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, somebody, I heard that a couple of weeks ago. I was there last night. Do you think you have anything, as far as the reputation of the Portland area and so forth, do you have anything to overcome there?
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of outreach within the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we plan on, as we get closer to closer to opening, you know, we kind of plan on doing similar to what a politician does, which is we're going to go, you know, street by street and knock on doors and introduce ourselves and invite block by block down to the new space to learn about it. And we want to learn about them.
So you're expecting to get a lot of local people. They're right in there.
Absolutely.
To come.
I mean, in many ways, the reason we're building it there is for them.
Hmm.
You know, we know that we'll get people that will come from different parts of the city. But, you know, the fact that there will be a walkable or a very close drive or a bus ride, you know, theater and their vicinity is amazing. And we're also two blocks off of the one of the trailheads for the bicycle loop.
Right.
And we're only 10 blocks from our doorsteps, the doorsteps of the Kentucky Center. And I think we plan on doing some really cool things with the Kentucky Center as well in our new space. They've been a great partner over the years. We're going to be doing some really neat things with Idea Festival and IF University at the space. And, you know, we're looking for organizations within Portland to hopefully that we'll be able to utilize the space during the mornings and afternoons, because these theaters will double as, you know, event spaces, or, you know, they can be lecture rooms. They can be, you know, professional development. I mean, imagine just a great room with our largest theater will be 46 seats. All wired and ready for people to bring in laptops and do programming right there. And I know there's a lot of organizations that look for space, you know, to do their programming out of it. We're also going to be doing and developing some really great youth programs and summer camps for kids around media, which we're really excited about.
What will you be charging for the theater? I mean, per showing?
You know, it's going to be similar to a traditional movie theater. You know, we'll have, I don't know if we've locked down exactly our ticket price, but I think tickets are typically going for about $9.25. And then 3D is a little bit different. But we'll also have, you know, discount rates for Louisville Film Society members. You know, all the seating is going to be reserved seating. So people can go on and reserve their seating. We'll also have...
It's going to be reserved. What do you mean?
Well, every seat will have enough. Because the theater's smaller and it's not open seating, it's going to be reserved seating.
Oh.
And so when you buy your tickets, you actually pick where you want to sit.
Okay.
And that helps us out because we are, you know, it's also full service. So there'll be a waiter or someone that comes in to take your order and get your drinks and food and bring it to your seat.
Mm. What kind of technology are you going to be using as far as are you going to have the wraparound or the surround sound or any of that they're talking about?
I think it's going to be as state of the art as we can we can make it. We're exploring a couple different options. Some of the rooms may be a little bit different than the others.
I know there's a new technology that there. I don't know how many theaters across the country have it, but it's supposedly quite something as far as the surround sound and get things coming from you in every direction and so forth.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what the name of that is, but I think
I'm not exactly sure either. But you know, we're exploring and we'll be working with some consultants on how to maximize the size of those venues and the space itself, and what's going to create the best viewing experience for people. There's new technology, or you know, like IMAX has these new kind of private theaters.
Right. The thing that they just installed downtown is supposed to be quite
special. Yeah, it's amazing. It's so great that they are running that at the Science Center.
Right.
And that's always been a great theater. I mean, it's always been a great experience to go down there. And that's an important, I think, asset for our city.
Mm-hmm.
So we're exploring different what the right fit's going to be from the technology side. One of our theaters, though, will be kind of a state-of-the-art transmedia theater, which is kind of a growing trend in the filmmaking community, where the storytelling is not just on the screen, but it's interactive with your mobile devices and website. And we hope that we'll have one of the few transmedia theaters in the country, which will allow us to attract projects that maybe don't have a venue to screen it, but to bring the director in and have these really more interactive, full experiences as far as how you experience storytelling through digital media.
Mm.
So that'll be pretty neat.
Mm. Do you, is it a good idea for people to think about joining the society in order to?
We encourage, we'd love for people to join our film society. Mm-hmm. We through our membership, the funds that we raise through that really help us do a lot of our programming. The Oscar party was really a kind of a relaunch and of our membership drive, and everyone that came to that party received a membership to the Film Society. And we have a slate of new programs that we're doing this year, and then we'll be doing annually. And so I think members will really find the value in that. We'll have a new membership area for actually working professionals in the area as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to do some really great things. We helped Pleased to Meet Me with their premiere. There are just things that I think we as an organization can do that's an asset to those individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to make sure that we are able to do as many of those as possible for allowing, individuals that are filmmakers and, aspiring filmmakers and more established filmmakers, those tools and resources to just grow and to be seen.
Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you wanted to point out?
Well, I think one of the things that's really exciting this year is we are celebrating, and we're kind of coming up with the different events that we're going to be doing, but we're celebrating 50 years of James Bond Goldfinger, which was made here and partly in Kentucky and Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be screening Goldfinger as our opening night gala for our film festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty exciting news as well, is that Flyover, we have been in talks with and working with Idea Festival, and we're actually merging our festival with them for September. So we're moving it from June. It'll have a new name. We haven't landed or decided fully on it, but right now we're kind of tentatively calling it IF Visual.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be the Tuesday night of Idea Festival, kind of kick off the whole Idea Festival. It's going to be at the Brown Theater. And then we'll have our screenings throughout the rest of the week and the weekend. We're really excited about that partnership. Mm-hmm. And, Idea Festival is an extremely important festival for our city and our community and for the state. And I think by, you know, merging with them, I think we add another really great component to that festival. There's a lot of synergies and the types of guests that we want to bring, both filmmakers and people who are on some of the more technology side of emerging tech and media and how people experience media. So that'll be fun to see how that that transition occurs and some of the people that we bring here. It'll be a really good relationship. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. So we'll be there in September.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me here on Louisville, Kentucky Arts and Entertainment on the Fringe. And much luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.